Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope. And he will yet deliver us, you also joining in helping us through your prayers, so that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of many.
It's easy to assume that problems in biblical days look different from those we face today. So you might wonder what a first century missionary can teach us about triumphing over adversity. Though Paul's culture was quite different from ours, some things are the same, such as temptation, hardship, and sin. Therefore, when the apostle wrote of being burdened beyond his strength, he had experience to back up his words. Paul despaired even of life, but he trusted in a God who controls all things. He believed that the Lord would sustain him during difficult seasons. How could he be certain? Paul learned to trust God during affliction in the same way that we do. He was thrown into high-pressure situations with impossible odds, and yet he saw the Lord triumph. We understand divine power when we reach the limits of our own strength and feel God's supernatural energy carry us through. That isn't to say believers can avoid all sorrow and pain. Rather, we have the promise that God will meet our needs. Our faith grows stronger when we trust Him in times of affliction. God's strength is available to all believers who confess their weakness to Him. In effect, we give ourselves and our situation to God and wait for Him to keep His promise.